Chapter 92. The Range Rover was on the other side of the road in the outside lane approaching the Tesco Superstore, and the Major had a clear view of the helicopter's attack on the white SUV. His jaw had dropped when he saw the rear tail rotor fall apart and the machine spin and crash into the car park of the golf course on the far side of the A40.
"Pull over!" he shouted at Luke. "Pull over now!"
The guardsman turned the steering wheel hard and cut across to the side of the road before jamming on the brakes.
"Come on, guys,"
shouted the Major, opening the passenger door.
"We've got work to do."
Reynolds and Coleman bailed out of the car. The traffic was slowing as drivers tried to get a better look at the burning helicopter. They heard shots from the other side of the road. Three men had climbed out of a Mercedes and were firing at a man and a woman standing by a VW Jetta. As the Major watched, the man collapsed against the car. He'd been hit. The woman raised a carbine to her shoulder and began to fire at the men by the Mercedes. One of them was Hurst, Gannon realized, and he was firing a Heckler and Koch. The woman was Sally Page, and she clearly wasn't fazed at all at being in a firefight. He pointed his carbine at Hurst and fired two quick shots, even though he knew at that range he had little chance of hitting his target. He just wanted to get the man's attention, and he succeeded. Hurst turned away from Page and peered over at the Major. Gannon waved at Reynolds and Coleman and pointed at the men by the Mercedes.
"Come on!"
he shouted as they ran into the road.